And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm Mike Harrison. Yes, we're always working on your financial freedom. It's my privilege to be joining you today. Typically, I'll do this show to provide numerous reasons to invest in real estate strategies, mindset, philosophies. We'll talk about wins that we've had as investors. I'll talk about counterintuitive insights because real estate really is, as an investment asset, all the rules are in your favor. It is absolutely incredible, just even using leverage, the tax rules, the ability to cash flow your investments, the ability to have a resident pay down essentially what you owe the bank. All the rules are in your favor. And a lot of that's counterintuitive to many folks. So these are things I didn't even understand. I started as a real estate investor on my own, just kind of swinging for the fences, so to speak, and fighting my way through it. And then once I became engaged with Lifestyles Unlimited, I really got an effective education. But I'll tell you what's so important and what I've come to realize is just how crucial passive income is and how crucial it's going to be for you, especially later in your life. It's so, so important to have that passive income. In fact, I'm dealing with an elderly parent. He's taken a spill and a turn for the worst, and we're kind of working through that. But I will tell you, he has passive income in his life. Now, it's not because he was a real estate investor. It's because he was retired from the Coast Guard. He was an officer in the Coast Guard for many, many years and retired. And back when military retirement was actually pretty decent, and he also worked for Exxon and retired from Exxon. So he has money there. And then he has Social Security. And I'll tell you, if it was just Social Security, we would not be able to provide for him in the way that we've been able to do it. I don't even understand how you can make it just on Social Security. So passive income in your life, if you don't have any, you need to create it now for no other reason on just how important it's going to be for you later in your life, especially when you can't earn an income, even if you wanted to. But today I'm going to go into something that's absolutely completely the opposite of normally how I'll pitch this show and the information I'll provide. I'm going to talk about why the majority of people will never invest in real estate. The majority of people will never invest in real estate. And I'm going to go through several reasons, but I'll tell you, only 7% of investors, quote unquote, and I'm holding my hands in the air as I do that with the air quotes, 7% of investors actually own cash flowing real estate as an investment. The other 93% are putting their money elsewhere in different assets. But yeah, that's right. Only 7% of us. That's why I say the majority of you out there are never going to invest in it. And I'm going to hit these reasons. And I hopefully hit your reason why. If you're not a real estate investor, I want to touch on that. Now, when I first started investing in real estate, it was extremely slow. I mean, it was snail's pace, very slow, not very exciting at all. But I'll tell you, I kept it up. I kept going. And within six years, okay, I had made more wealth, more money in my future wealth than I had accomplished in 25 years prior to that. Let that sink in. 6 years as a real estate investor, even though the beginning was very, very slow, I had created more money for my future wealth than I had in the previous 25 years. And that's not an overstatement by any means. Now, that's how exciting real estate is. But at first, real estate didn't pop. In fact, like I said, quite boring. That first house I had was in a self-directed IRA. So it wasn't even paying me a cash flow. I had no concept of that. The money was going back into the self-directed IRA. But then once I cashed that out, sold that home, and began investing using the methods taught at Lifestyles Unlimited, the proper effective way to invest in real estate and absolutely maximize your returns. That first house was still quite boring. It was about $500 cash flow per month. And then the second house was, again, about $500 on the next one. And I really, even at that time, didn't have a concept of everything that was happening in my favor, really in the background, so to speak. My wealth was growing so much greater than that $1,000 per month. It's sort of like you turn on a machine, right? And it's working in the background. And every so often, this machine will kick out $500 tax-free, then another $500 tax-free, and then another $500 tax-free. And then in year seven, it kicks out $250,000. No exaggeration. It was insane. I mean, that's when I really reflected on, I had to step back and go, holy cow, I'm really on to something here. Let's keep maximizing this and keep pushing it. And that was a long time ago. But that seventh year, boom, $250,000. Well, just a few months back, kind of out of the blue in the mail, I received a five-figure check. So it's from an investment on a multifamily property that sold actually over a year ago. Okay, property sold. I received my principal back. I received my return on my principal as well from the sale. Okay. Now, what happens after the sale is the lead investor still has some loose ends to tie up. There's property tax reconciliation. There's insurance reconciliation. There's tax payments. There's all sorts of things when you're closing out the books. And when they close it out, they keep money aside because it's kind of, well, we may have to pay this, we may have to pay this, but we've been fighting the property tax and they still haven't given us an answer on it, that sort of thing. So they're holding the money to pay if they need to. What happened was they didn't need to pay as much as they thought. Return of funds back to the passive investors. Boom, here's a five-figure check just out of the blue. That check, now it's not huge, but it was three times what I paid for my first car when I was a kid. Three times that. That there's enough money in that five-figure check to take a nice family vacation or even send a kid to college for a year and still have money left over. And just kind of out of the blue, but it's an example of as a real estate investor, you've got these several investments that you're stacking on top of one another, another one, another one, another one. You're creating that cash flow snowball, and they're all contributing in so many different ways. But most of you out there, most of you listening right now, will never embark on this wonderful journey, and I'm going to share why you're not going to do that. Now, some of you listening out there, you are real estate investors, and whether you have one investment, one house, or 20 houses, one passive multifamily apartment investment, or 50 passive multifamily apartment investment, for those of you, I promise you a chuckle or two, because I'm going to hit that reason that originally held you back. Because you see, as real estate investors, the number one question that we will all answer the exact same. If you ask any real estate investor, if you say, hey, if you had to do it over, what would you have done differently? Every one of us will tell you, well, I wish I had started sooner. That is all of us, because once we get in and we start doing it, we realize how easy it is, especially when you have an effective plan and an effective roadmap and a do this, don't do this, and you've got people you can call and help you along the way. You realize just how simple and how rewarding it really is. So we would all wish that we had started sooner, but I'm going to hit on that hot button. I mean, some of these were reasons why I hadn't invested. I had talked and thought about buying rental property for at least 5 years before I ever did. Listen to the show occasionally, off and on, and just never did it. So those reasons are out there. Now, if you're listening and you don't own any rental property, you don't have any passive income in your life, you're not a real estate investor, but you're thinking about it. You're me years ago, right? You're saying, hey, yeah, this is something I'm considering. I want you to listen up, because at some point I'm going to hit that hot button today, and I hope you can make it through this entire show. And again, if you miss it, you can find it on the webcast or that podcast app that's on your smartphone. Now, when I started writing this show, I sat down, pulled out a notebook and a pen, and immediately I came up with 16 reasons why people will never invest in real estate. Now, I'm not going to get to all of those. We only have 1 hour on the show. Actually, we have less than an hour once it's all cut down. but I'm going to try to hit as many as I can. So in no particular order, let's get to the first one. Number one, you have a great job. You make nice W-2 income. Okay, this is a strong excuse. I get it. You don't want to interrupt your job. You're scared that anything you're going to do is going to endanger your job, and you rely on your job. You need your job. You like your job. You don't want to mess that up. Let me tell you something. That's even more of a reason to get involved. Why? Because at this point, you have the money to invest, right? You've got nice income. You've got the money to put in real estate. You're feeding a 401k right now. Why don't you turn off that 401k, hedge that, and put that money into real estate? At least get started with that. You know what makes W-2 income so much sweeter? And this is coming from personal experience. You know what makes W-2 income better? The addition of tax-free passive income on top of that. Also, many of you are in corporate America. I spent a lot of time in corporate America. I saw a lot of different things. Corporate America is fantastic until the nanosecond that they're not fantastic. You need to understand that. You can have an accounting division suddenly pencil out something and say, hey, we're going to slash payroll by 3%. The easiest way to do that is to get rid of this division or lay these folks off or make these changes. Companies merge, companies sell. Corporate America loves you until the second they don't. There's inside politics in corporate America. I always hated that. That's always kind of manifesting itself behind the scenes. There's always some target to that that gets picked off, unfortunately. It's just how it works. Also, you've got that great job and you're saying, well, I go through and I get this rental property, and Mike, you were saying you were making $500 per house when you're investing, and actually the cash flow is a little less than that now. It's just where the metrics are on the cash flow. It's well, not to say you can't find $500 cash flow per house, but the average deal is going to be a little less. That's just not moving the needle for you. You're not saying to yourself, well, that's not going to change my life. No, but it's a start. It's a start. Now, if you've got that great W-2 income, or you and your spouse are both making great money, you're living a great lifestyle, I've got news for you. If you have that $150,000 to $200,000 a year lifestyle, do you realize how much you're going to have to set aside in retirement savings to duplicate that? And don't tell me you're going to live on less when you're older, because no one wants to live on less when they're older. That is a myth. That is a faux pas. Everything's more expensive. I'm seeing it right now taking care of an elderly parent. Life doesn't get cheaper. You're going to have to save a lot to keep that $200,000 per year lifestyle.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Learn to retire in 5 years or less through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Lifestyles Unlimited show you how. Get educated now. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. Today I'm talking about why most people will never invest in real estate. It's a little opposite of normally how I do my show, but trying to hit on some hot buttons that held somebody up in the past or is holding somebody up right now. And if you have any questions for me, again, I'm here to help. My emails, askmike@luinc.com. When I started learning effective real estate investing from Lifestyles Unlimited, I realized I had found a path to wealth that wealthy people followed. And it wasn't taught in high school, wasn't taught in college, wasn't taught in any finance classes that I ever took. It was really not even taught in all the nerd finance money magazine and Inc. and all the stuff that I read. It wasn't the education side of it. I knew people in there were real estate investors, but they never talked about the mechanics of it. And I learned the mechanics at Lifestyles Unlimited, the mechanics and the strategy. And as a real estate investor, the world for me changed. I started seeing things with a millionaire's mentality. It's a complete different thought process on how you view situations and how you view investments. I wasn't looking at everything as a worker or saver mentality, just trying to get by or set money aside. I was always trying to acquire money to invest to go make more money. And in that way, Lifestyles Unlimited really changed my life. And if you missed it earlier, when I first started investing in real estate, it was very slow at first. It was slow and steady, and I kept it up, right? It takes discipline, and it takes just repetitive effort, and it takes daily effort just to stay focused and stay the path. I decided I was going to change, and this is what I was going to do, and I didn't get distracted from that. But within 6 years, I had grown my wealth, and it still wasn't great at that time, but what I had done in 6 years was three times greater than what took me 25 years to cobble together, right? Really just saving for 25 years. I know they call IRAs and 401ks investing, but they're glorified, again, with the millionaire mentality. When you look at it, it's really just saving, and in a lot of regards, it's gambling, right? It's up, it's down. I'm giving my money to somebody else. I hope they're making the right decisions. Do they really have my best interest at their heart? Maybe they do, maybe they don't. Maybe they're just trying to make a commission because they get paid on fees, right? And they get paid the more times they turn your money over within that account. Are they, what they're doing, does that really line up with what you need them to do? Well, the fact is most people just don't know any better because it's the easy way to do it. It's how you were taught. It's what everybody does, right? You set a little money aside out of your check, you put it in your 401k, and one day it's going to be worth a ton of money and you're going to be able to live the life and do the things that you always wanted to do. And it's just not true. So I want to hit these reasons why most people will never invest in real estate to create wealth and passive income. Number two, this one I get a lot. And it's because your mom's third cousin's neighbor's friend's uncle in Tennessee rented out a room to somebody that they didn't know, and the person never paid rent and trashed their place, right? It's always the story about somebody had a terrible experience in real estate, so they will never invest in real estate because they hear these terrible, terrible stories. And the fact is, whether that really happened or not, somebody did it all wrong. They didn't do it with a plan in mind. They didn't do it properly. But even in social situations, I've had people practically jump over a sofa when they hear I'm a real estate investor to come tell me some terrible story. And I'm like, why are we going through this? But people love to do that, right? They'll crawl through glass to tell you, wow, there's some particular incident about someone who just went bankrupt because they tried to rent their house that they couldn't sell to the wrong people when they left town or something along those lines. But I just want to get back to, well, is the person telling you this story a real estate millionaire? Are they even a millionaire at all? Or are they just telling you, hey, real estate's bad because a friend's cousin's neighbor had a bad experience? Think about where we get our advice from, right? And are people that are giving us the advice doing what we want them to do? I'm going to tell you a true story here. I used to go duck hunting with a great guy. He was a client of mine, and this was, I think, well, I tell you, this exactly was late 1999. And we used to go duck and goose hunting all the time. Great time, great guy. And our guide actually was talking about this stock called Qualcomm. So we're in a goose blind, and in between shooting, you know, different flights of geese as they would come through, he's talking about Qualcomm and just how this stock has just gone up and up and up and up and how it's expected to do this. Keep in mind, this guy's a goose guide. He is an expert at goose hunting, okay? He can put you on the birds. I mean, we used to slaughter him. This guide was excellent, and he's talking about Qualcomm. And sure enough, that afternoon, true story, my friend's name is Andy. I will leave it at that. He took his American Express card out. Now, he had a few drinks, and he put $50,000 of Qualcomm on his Amex card. This was late 1999. What happened just a few months into 2000? The dot-com bubble burst. Now, I glanced at Qualcomm just to see what had happened, and I think it was worth less than 10% of what it had been worth at that time. Now, I never mentioned that to Andy, and he never brought it up again, and we just never talked about it. And the fact that it was on an Amex card told me that he had to pay it that month, right? You can't carry a balance on your Amex card. But the bottom line here is take your advice from people. The Goose Guide's giving you advice on stock to buy. That's how crazy things had gotten. You know what advice I want from my Goose Guide? I want where the blinds need to be set up. What time of the morning do we need to be out there? What kind of shot should I be shooting, even though I already knew that? But that's what a Goose Guide, he's good at those things. He's good at getting you out. He's good at keeping you safe because you're in wet, marshy conditions. I don't want to hear about Qualcomm stock or any other stock for that matter. But true story. So take your advice from people that are doing what you want to be doing, right? Somebody that is successful at what you want to be doing. So if you're getting real estate advice, get it from a real estate investor. So be careful. Third, number three reason why people will not invest in real estate. And it's fear, absolute fear. I posed this question at one time to a group on Facebook. What's the number one reason that holds you back from being a real estate investor? And it's fear. And fear really is false evidence appearing real. Again, it's not knowing any better. Or better yet than fear is forget everything and run, right? F-E-A-R, fear. Fear is really about the unknown. You know how you overcome fear? Is you get educated. You learn about it, right? And if you learn about it and you understand it, you can control the situation. You can control the circumstances. You can do things the proper way, not the wrong way. People are just afraid of it because they don't understand real estate. They don't want to get out of their comfort zone. But at the same time, these people aren't afraid of investing in a form of retirement that takes 40 or 50 years to accomplish. And most people never accomplish it. That's scary. Any plan that starts with, give me 40 years and maybe this will work out, that should scare the tar out of you, right? Give me half your life and maybe this plan will work, but we got to start when we're 20. That's a gamble, friend. That should scare the tar out of you. All right, number four. This is a big one. I hear this a lot. And it's, well, I'd invest in real estate, but I don't have the time. I don't have the time. That is a hang up for people. It really takes next to nothing, very little of your time. That statement is so false. I don't have the time. As a passive investor, so passive investing takes almost no time. I review the opportunity. I decide if the opportunity is good for me. I then engage and subscribe. And if I get chosen as a passive investor, I'm now an investor in that multifamily apartment community. Really, I send the check, right? And now I'm part owner of that apartment community. So very, very little time. Sure, you're going to spend some time on your houses. But at the end of the day, I always share that the first house that I bought, we were going through rehab, and I drove out to that all the time. I just wanted to see the progress. I wasn't doing the rehab myself, okay? So again, that's not my time. I hired a GC. He was doing everything. It was his time. It was his people that were doing the work. I was just checking on it, and I was there all the time. Okay, yeah, we got the painting done in this room. We got the flooring down in this. Okay, looks like we got the backsplash installed in the kitchen. Looks like they're starting to work on the bathroom. Looks like this is getting done. The roof's getting fixed. Blah, blah, blah. And it all took less than 3 months to get it done. Now, the 11th house I bought, I went to that house twice. I went at the beginning when I walked it, when I was saying, hey, this is something that I may choose to purchase and invest in, and then sent all the information once I purchased it to my general contractor, and he was just sending me videos. And then I went to it one other time at the very end. Once it was all done, walked it, checked it, made sure it was done. We already had a resident lined up to move into it. And then really never drove to the house, you know, maybe once a year, if that. So next to little to no time as a real estate investor, if you're doing it properly. If it's taking all your time, you're doing it wrong. We're not house flippers. House flippers are there every day, and they're working on this project for months. And then they finally get it, and then they got to sell it, and maybe they're able to actually make money, maybe not. But flippers, that's a job. I just answered a question last week about a flipper on this show. We are not house flippers in any way, shape, or form. We hire professionals to do the work. We have real estate agents that work for us. We have contractors. We have title companies. We have insurance folks. We have people that cater to the real estate community specifically that understand real estate and work with real estate investors. And they make our life that much easier, right? It's an email here. It's a text here. It's a phone call there. But it's really little to no time. I'll tell you what takes time is your job. Your job is where you're trading time for money. But real estate investing is completely different. It's all about passive income. So I don't want to hear that story about time. Can you take a little bit of your time to get educated and understand so that you can change the remainder of your life for the end of your days and create passive income? Sure, I'll make that change all day long. So don't give me the, I don't have time. That's always amazing. There's always that weekend afternoon or whatever when you can engage and get some education or work on your cash flow snowball. When I had my houses, was actively managing myself and over 10 houses, and it was just a couple of hours every third Saturday is when I would do the books. Every third Saturday morning, get up, pour a cup of coffee, fire up the computer, and I would basically go through my accounting, make sure the mortgage is paid, on and on and on, all the way through, and then I would update my investments so I can understand my personal financial statement on exactly where we were sitting. So I was putting as much time into it as I wanted. All right, next reason why people will never invest in real estate. All right, this is for you Dave Ramsey folks out there, and I was one of them. So I'm not disparaging you in any way, shape, or form. You don't want to borrow money. This is a big one, right? This is a big one because a lot of people say, look, I'm doing well in life. I don't want the extra debt. Here's what you need to understand. There's bad debt, consumer debt, and there's investment debt, okay? When the bank looks at a piece of real estate that we're buying and they're willing to put in a big chunk of that money, it means they feel good about it too. And no one's better at making money than a bank. They're the best in the world. If they're willing to give you 60%, 70%, 80% of an asset, it means they've looked at you inside and out and they understand what's going on here and they feel pretty darn good that this thing's going to work out in your favor. Banks love real estate. Understand that investment debt will make you wealthy. You get rich borrowing. You don't get big saving. But this was a big reason for me. That first house I bought in a self-directed IRA because that's where the money was. And I paid cash because I didn't understand leverage. And in leverage, I'll share this with you, you can make more with leverage than much more with leverage than you can without leverage. And I guarantee that's not making sense to you, but it is the exact truth. I'll give you a quick example. $100,000 rent house, let's say, okay? Let's just use round numbers. You pay cash, $100,000 rent house appreciates 5% that year. Congratulations, you made a 5% return. That home is now worth $105,000. Same house, I have 80% leverage. I went and borrowed $80,000 from the bank. I put $20,000 into it myself, right? I'm in it for one-fifth of the value. Very simple equation here. Same house is going to appreciate 5%. Now, did I make a 5% return or did I make a 25% return? I made a 25% return because I only had $20,000 invested in the deal. Do you see how leverage works? And that's just one way. And by the way, when we borrow, our fantastic resident that we screened and we put a good person in best product, best price, right? We're not slumlords. We rent to good people. They pay their rent. Well, what else are they paying when they pay their rent? They're paying the mortgage. You mean I can borrow money and someone else will pay for the loan? How beautiful is that? So you've got to get past this borrowing money. This borrowing money mentality is really, it's elementary school on the fact that you don't want to go into debt. I understand that, right? No one wants to carry a balance on their credit card. That's smart. Right? People pay their cars off. That's smart. They don't want to borrow money. But if you're borrowing to buy an asset and the people loaning you the money are willing to do it, and by the way, here's another fun fact. The more you borrow, the more rental properties you have, you may be thinking, well, the bank eventually is going to say you're maxed out. You can't borrow anymore. No, those properties actually, when the bank looks at it, it's increasing your value. Your income is going up, up and up and up. The more you borrow, the easier it is to borrow, not the harder it is to borrow if it's proper debt, if you're doing it right. To get massive returns, you must use other people's money. Think about developers that go in and develop a subdivision, right? These huge mega builders. Are they paying cash? No, they're going to the bank. They're borrowing to do the investment, to do the deal. Wealthy people use other people's money, right? They use leverage to create wealth, right? I have borrowed so much money, it would make your grandmother cry if she saw it. But yes, my goal in life is to borrow as much money as I possibly could. I've had the pleasure of knowing a couple of billionaires in life. You know what they had, a couple of things they had in common? They were leveraged to the hilt, right? They had all kinds of investment debt, and they were constantly adding to that investment debt so they can go create business and grow business and create more locations and create more wealth and develop more and grow their wealth. That's how they became billionaires. Borrowing money. You've got to get over that. We might continue this next week as we've got more of these reasons why you'll never invest in real estate. But I always want you to remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. Make it a great day.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at LifestylesUnlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.